Sublocade tapering versus Brixadi tapering, which is best for Suboxone tapering. Sublocade and Brixadi are two medications that have gained popularity in recent years for their effectiveness in helping individuals taper off Suboxone, a medication used to treat opioid addiction. Suboxone tapering is not easy. Manufacturers do not provide adequate dosage forms to allow patients to gradually taper and reduce their daily dose. Both Sublocade and Brixadi offer unique advantages when it comes to Suboxone tapering, making them worth exploring. These long-acting buprenorphine injections, used to treat opioid dependence and opioid addiction, stay in the patient's system for long periods of time, wearing off gradually. Because of the nature of how Sublocade and Brixadi leave the patient's system slowly over time, they may be ideal for doctors to offer to some patients for the purpose of completing Suboxone therapy and tapering off of buprenorphine. Understanding Suboxone tapering. Suboxone tapering refers to the process of gradually reducing the dosage of Suboxone over time until an individual is no longer dependent on it. This approach allows for a smoother transition from dependence on opioids while minimizing withdrawal symptoms and cravings. It is an essential step towards achieving long-term recovery. One of the key benefits of Suboxone tapering is that it helps individuals regain control over their lives without experiencing severe withdrawal symptoms associated with quitting opioids abruptly. By slowly reducing the dosage, individuals can manage any discomfort or cravings more effectively, increasing their chances of successful recovery. How Sublocade works for Suboxone tapering. Sublocade is a monthly injectable form of buprenorphine, which is one of the active ingredients in Suboxone. Unlike traditional oral medications like tablets or films, which require daily administration, Sublocade provides a sustained release of buprenorphine over an extended period. The mechanism behind how Sublocade works lies in its formulation as a biodegradable polymer matrix injected into the abdominal wall by a healthcare professional during monthly visits. The matrix slowly releases buprenorphine into the bloodstream throughout the month, ensuring consistent levels without requiring daily doses. The advantage of using Sublocade for sublingual tapering lies in its convenience and reduced risk of misuse or diversion compared to oral medications like tablets or films. Additionally, the steady release of buprenorphine helps individuals maintain stable blood levels, reducing the likelihood of withdrawal symptoms or cravings. How Brixadi works for Suboxone tapering. Similar to Sublocade, Brixadi is also a monthly injectable medication used for Suboxone tapering. It contains buprenorphine and naloxone, which work together to reduce opioid cravings and withdrawal symptoms. Brixadi's mechanism of action involves the slow release of buprenorphine and naloxone into the bloodstream over a month after administration by a healthcare professional. This sustained release ensures consistent levels in the body while minimizing fluctuations that can lead to cravings or withdrawal symptoms. The advantage of using Brixadi lies in its formulation as an extended-release injection that eliminates the need for daily dosing. This can be particularly beneficial for individuals who struggle with adherence to oral medications or have difficulty remembering to take them regularly. Comparing the efficacy of Sublocade and Brixadi. Clinical studies have been conducted to compare the efficacy of Sublocade and Brixadi in helping individuals taper off Suboxone successfully. These studies have shown promising results for both medications, but there are some differences worth noting. In one study comparing Sublocade and Brixadi, it was found that both medications were effective in reducing illicit opioid use during treatment periods. However, there was a slightly higher rate of treatment success observed with Sublocade compared to Brixadi. Another study focused on patient satisfaction found that individuals using either medication reported significant improvements in their quality of life and overall well-being during their tapering process. The choice between Sublocade and Brixadi may ultimately come down to personal preference based on individual needs and experiences. Side effects of Sublocade versus Brixadi. As with any medication, both Sublocade and Brixadi come with potential side effects. It is essential to be aware of these side effects when considering which option is best for Suboxone tapering. Common side effects of Sublocade may include constipation, nausea, headache, injection site reactions, and insomnia. These side effects are generally mild and tend to resolve on their own over time. On the other hand, common side effects of Brixadi may include headache, dizziness, constipation, injection site reactions, and fatigue. Like Sublocade side effects, these are typically manageable and temporary. When comparing the two medication side effects directly, there is no significant difference in terms of severity or frequency. However, individual experiences may vary. Cost comparison of Sublocade and Brixadi. The cost of medication can be a significant factor when choosing between treatment options. Both Sublocade and Brixadi have associated costs that need to be considered. Sublocade tends to be more expensive than traditional oral medications like tablets or films due to its unique formulation as a monthly injectable. The cost can vary depending on factors such as insurance coverage or location, but generally falls within a higher price range. Brixadi also comes at a higher cost compared to traditional oral medications, but may offer some financial advantages over Sublocade for individuals who struggle with adherence or prefer the convenience of monthly injections. Availability of Sublocade and Brixadi. The availability of medication can play a crucial role in determining which option is suitable for an individual's needs. While both Sublocade and Brixadi are prescription medications approved by regulatory authorities for opioid addiction treatment in certain countries like the United States, Sublocade has been available since 2017 but may not be widely accessible in all areas due to factors such as limited healthcare provider training or insurance coverage limitations. Brixadi was approved more recently in 2020 and may still be in the process of becoming more widely available. It is essential to consult with healthcare professionals or addiction specialists to determine the availability of these medications in specific regions. Patient experience with Sublocade and Brixadi. Understanding patient experiences can provide valuable insights into the effectiveness and tolerability of different treatment options. Reviews from individuals who have used Sublocade or Brixadi for Suboxone tapering can help inform decision-making. Patient reviews of Sublocade often highlight its convenience, as it eliminates the need for daily dosing and reduces the risk of misuse or diversion. Many individuals also report experiencing fewer cravings and withdrawal symptoms during their tapering process, leading to a smoother transition towards recovery. Similarly, patient reviews of Brixadi often emphasize its ease of use with monthly injections, which can be particularly beneficial for those struggling with adherence to oral medications. Individuals using Brixadi have reported positive outcomes in terms of reduced cravings, improved mood stability, and overall satisfaction with their treatment experience. Choosing between Sublocade and Brixadi for Suboxone tapering. When deciding between Sublocade and Brixadi for Suboxone tapering, several factors should be considered. 1. Personal preferences. Some individuals may prefer the convenience of monthly injections offered by both medications. 2. Adherence. If adherence to daily oral medication is challenging, a monthly injection like Brixadi or Sublocade may be more suitable. 3. Availability. The availability of these medications in specific regions should also be taken into account. 4. Cost. Financial considerations play a role in decision-making as well. Ultimately, consulting with healthcare professionals or addiction specialists who are familiar with both options can help guide individuals towards making an informed choice based on their unique circumstances. Which is the better option for Suboxone tapering, Sublocade or Brixadi? In conclusion, both Sublocade and Brixadi offer effective options for Suboxone tapering. They provide the convenience of monthly injections, reducing the need for daily dosing and minimizing the risk of misuse or diversion. While clinical studies have shown slightly higher treatment success rates with Sublocade, individual experiences may vary. Factors such as personal preferences, adherence concerns, availability, and cost should be considered when choosing between these medications. Brixadi is the newer long-acting buprenorphine injection, so doctors have less experience in using it for suboxone tapering. Yet, Brixadi does have advantages over Sublocade, including both weekly and monthly dosing, more dosage forms, no need for cold storage, and many more allowable injection sites. Ultimately, it is crucial to consult with healthcare professionals or addiction specialists who can provide personalized guidance based on individual needs and circumstances. With their support and the right treatment option chosen, individuals can embark on a successful journey towards long-term recovery from opioid addiction.